Okay, everything seems to be in working order. So, good evening. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In. Tonight, the theme is Bush and Other Psychos, a theme we definitely wanted to do before our farewell show. And we're going to start off with a foreplay track before we kick the show into high gear. This is by The Adverts, and it is entitled Cast of Thousands.
You're living in other people's lives. Doesn't seem to be doing you a lot of use. Believing in other people's lies. It's getting pretty hard to tell the truth. You've been told the easy side of life, exactly as it appears from the outside. Now you know why the truth comes in disguise. It's the backward slide, so who wants a ride?
When you read the paper.
Spouting out of the corporate pen, demanding our money to make up something new, starring new combinations of the tried and twisted crew.
All the human torches catching fire. The corrupt officials getting caught.
That just seemed like the perfect foreplay tune on a theme of Bush and other psychos. And even though Bush seems less relevant, he is just as fucking crazy as his brothers George W. and Neil, as well as his father and his grandfather. All of that shit we'll get into. But even though he seems less crazy because of the GOP presidential campaign fucking clown car, it's a pertinent theme and one of the themes we chose to do as one of our farewell shows, only four to go. And we wanted to do this theme, wanted to highlight the corporate media. And on tonight's show, we also wanted to include a response to the attacks in Paris. And we have two invited live guests, so we'll see if they show up. We invited Roger Bone and Ben Farson, and to also give a few words, plus a whole lot of music, and so much fucking news. So we'll just get to what we have time for. First, we'll play the first set of tunes. And this is an old friend of ours, and we haven't heard from him in a while, and hopefully he's okay and still recording and still being mouthy on the internet and social media. This is our friend and book burner, Carlito Brilliante, doing G.O.P.
So you thought you could just sneak out of here like the last 8 years never happened, huh? Just leave somebody else holding a bag while y'all ride off into the sunset. Just a gang of white-collar thugs. Chicken hawks that like to play soldier real live-action figures. Lining your pockets while you bled us dry. And you got the audacity to call yourselves the grand old party? Let me tell you what y'all really are. G.O.P. stand for greedy old peck of woods. If you take away the suit, they're rednecks and hoods. It was never news to us, it was understood that these chicken hawks never up to no good. Got a foot in our ass, knife in our back, sending poor kids off to die in Iraq. While layers of the sorority, all frat, drinking Jägermeister, hanging out at the gap. Where do I start? There's so many of you I despise. Can I get all the fries and go with the lies? You're trying to force feed us and act like you need us. But if you see a Jackson and Smith, you just delete us. Off the boat of rules like you did in Florida. Hijack the nation with your new world order. Couldn't control it back then, John McCain. So you find a cold kid with a washable brain. Yeah, Carl Rove, you found your flunky. And I know you grind the organ for that dancing monkey. Couldn't run yourself cause you're too soft and weak. So pathetic Pee Wee Herman would call you a geek. You could never play John Wayne like Georgie Boy. Had them country folk thinking he's the real McCoy. Use the Bible as a prop just to gain the throne. We got burned by the devil's own. The GOP stand for greedy old peck of woods. If you take away the suit, they're rednecks and hoods. It was never news to us, it was understood that these chicken hawks never up to no good. Got a foot in our ass, knife in our back, sending poor kids off to die in Iraq. While layers of the sorority, all frat, drinking Jägermeister, hanging out at the Gap. Yo, Condi, why you smile like you constipated?
Tell that overpaid secretary why she's hating.
Cause you all up on them like some groupie chick. If you so smart, how you on a dummy's dick? Talking about I'm married to the president. Sounded like a psycho ward resident. See his wife named Pickles and she ain't black. Then again, neither are you. You pass for that. All I see is a token, a broken hoe. Getting pimped by the system, it's time you know. Colin Powell had the sense to walk out the door. But you'd follow Bush to hell if he told you so. See, they took away your spine and they propped you up. Just to add a splash of color and seem less corrupt. But you just co-signed to whatever shit they do. As much blood on your hands as the rest of the crew. The GOP stand for greedy old peck of woods. If you take away the suit, they're rednecks and hoods. It was never news to us, it was understood that these chicken hawks never up to no good. Got a foot in our ass, knife in our back, sending poor kids off to die in Iraq. While layers of the sorority, all frat, drinking Jägermeister, hanging out at the Gap. Shooter, why they call you dick when you the opposite? Just a gigantic pussy with some crooked lips. When you had a chance to serve a NAM, you just ran a deferment for every finger on your hand. That's 5 blown chances to show some heart, but you ain't got one. Guess that's why you falling apart. Had to get Scooter off with a name that fruity. He'd have given y'all up just to save the booty. Missing every single quail, but your man you shot. I wish you had the decency to close your eyes and rot. Cause I never knew evil till I saw your face. And the devil don't even want you cause you'll take his place. Pulling strings to get your company to fat no biz. Profiteering off the blood of America's kids. Mr. Cheney, one more bang from all this infidels. You and your Halliburton boys, go fuck yourselves. The GOP stand for greedy old peck of woods. If you take away the suit, they're rednecks and hoods. It was never news to us, it was understood that these chicken hawks never up to no good. Got a foot in our ass, knife in our back, sending poor kids off to die in Iraq. While layers of the sorority, all frat, drinking Jägermeister, hanging out at the Gap. In 8 years of Clinton, the economy was strong, gas was cheap, mortgage rates low, property values high. Nobody read our emails or listened to our phone calls. And over 4,000 U.S. families had someone they loved walking around, full of life. I mean, the worst Clinton did was to shine up in the Oval Office. Y'all a bunch of mass murder and subpoena ignoring traitors and spit on the Constitution. But no matter how low you sink, you'll always have your cheerleaders right with you. The Limbaughs, the Hannitys, the Becks, the O'Reillys. Then you got your water carriers. Matt Drudge, Michael Savage, Michelle Malkin, Dennis Prager, Neil Bortz, Melanie Morgan, Bill Cunningham, Laura Ingram, Rich Lowry, Dick Morris, Ann Coulter, and all the other race baiters I forgot. Divide up the country instead of uniting us, just to get a check. There's a special place in the hottest part of hell for all of y'all. Oh, and Joe Lieberman, Senator Joe Lieberman, y'all can have that whiny bitch.
Let's talk to, I think, Dave.
Dave.
Hi, Dave. Dave, are you there?
Hey, how's it going?
Fine.
What, a friend of mine, I've never listened to the program before, but a friend of mine recommended it. Is the show called Box Top? Or?
That's this one. Vox Pop. You're listening to it.
Vox Pop?
V-O-X-P-O-P.
Oh.
Vox Pop. It's short for Vox Populi.
Right.
It's the voice of the people. It's Latin.
Oh, Vox.
V as in victory.
Right. Not box.
Not box.
V-O-X.
Yeah.
P-O-P. Can you hold on a second? My neighbors are... we have kind of thin walls here. You demon spirits of sexual sin, I bind you in the...
Buster, you're going to have to do that a little later.
No, that was Dave.
Oh, excuse me, Dave. I mean, Buster, Dave. We'll come back to you in a moment. I don't know what she's doing, but
he's rebuking
his next-door neighbor. We'll come back. Our phone number here is 447-5495.
Folks, you see, one of the reasons to listen to this program, it's amazing all that goes on Vox Pop.
Yeah. I've had people call us Box Top, anyway.
Let's go back to Dave.
Let's see if he's there. Dave, are you there?
You go.
Oh, Dave, I don't want to hear all that on the air at all. So you just have to, you go and deal with your own neighbors and don't worry about us. And you, so anyway, all right. Let's talk to Melba. Hi, Melba, are you there?
Yes, sir.
You're on the air. Very quickly, go ahead.
Oh, thank you. Well, I enjoy Vox Populi. It's a wonderful, wonderful program.
Thank you.
I'm so glad you're talking about communism. I wanted to ask about, don't you think that very often we don't make the proper distinction between Marx and Lenin? I don't think they taught exactly the same thing or used exactly the same methods. Now, whereas Marx used more of a humorous approach, I believe Lenin brought in the spiritual and the philosophy. You know, he said, imagine all the people living life in peace. What do you think about that?
John, I'll let you answer that.
I missed a few of the words. The lady said that she believed Marx...
Marx used more of a humorous approach.
Humorous approach?
Yes, he said, I would never join a club that would have me as a member.
Well, there was a little bit of humor, but, I'll tell you, you read Marx on the Jews, you read Marx, he was just downright vicious at times.
Did Marx write books?
Yeah.
I was talking about Groucho Marx.
No. We're talking...
Oh.
Ha, 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 ha.
Forgive me, I'm sorry.
Okay. We'll cut that out as it goes off the air there. John, I'm sorry about that. I thought she understood who we were talking about.
Right.
So. I'm sure that she was right. Groucho Marx or whatever his name was, I'm sure he was very humorous. Let's talk to Bill. Hey, Bill.
These people that call and have nothing better to do than to shout obscenities or mock and make fun and pretend that they're speaking in some sort of another tongue and so on and so forth. Bear in mind, these are the same people that go into local businesses, restaurants and things, and carry Crayolas in their pocket and mark on bathroom walls. These are people that lack something upstairs. And as one man put it, they're one taco short of a combination plate. Welcome back. Dave, we appreciate your holding.
This is Harold Burton, Ernie, and it's so good to be here tonight with Reverend Bookburn and Pastor Whoremaster and John Necraptist in doing our final Bush-themed show shortly before our farewell show, and it gives me great pleasure to introduce a song by Elvis Hitler that goes out to a truck driver we saw on the interstate with all kinds of cultish and pro-life bumper stickers. This is Halliburton Ernie introducing Elvis Hitler's 10 Wheels for Jesus.
tush. He drank like a fish, he drove a car about. It didn't really matter, cause his daddy bailed him out. DUI, that is, criminal record, cover up. The first thing you know, little Georgie goes to Yale. Can't spell his name, but they never let him fail. Spends all his time hanging out with student folk, and that's where he learns how to snort a line of coke. Blow, that is, white gold, nose candy. Folks say, George, you stayed home with ma'am. Let the common people get maimed and get scarred. We'll buy you up a spot on the Texas National Guard. Cush, that is, country clubs, nose candy. 20 years later, George gets a little bored. Trades in the booze, says, Jesus is my Lord. He said the White House is the place I want to be. So he called his daddy's friends, they called the GOP. Gun owners, that is, Falwell, Jesse Helms. The election ran late. The kinfolk said, Jeb, give the boy your state. Don't let the colored folks get anywhere near the polls. So they put up barricades so they couldn't punch their holes. Chads, that is, Duval County, Miami-Dade. All the votes were counted, all the five Supreme stepped in. Told all the voters, hey, we want our George to win. Stop counting votes was their solemn invocation. And that's how little Georgie got his coronation. Rig, that is, illegitimate, no moral authority. Y'all come back now, you hear?
Okay, you heard MDC doing Ballad of George W. Elvis Hitler did 10 Wheels for Jesus. Flaming Lips did Do You Realize? From the Brother Russell comedy CD, you heard two tracks, Noisy Neighbors and Famous Communists. Started that set off with Carlito Brilliante doing GOP. And tonight the foreplay track was the Adverts doing Thousands. Oh, we didn't party too much. I knew this would happen. The foreplay track was by the Adverts and was entitled Cast of Thousands. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In. Tonight the theme is Bush and Other Psychos, plus live guests Roger Bone and Ben Farson. So, lots to cover. This is our, what, fourth from the last show. We are still heading towards our finale, our farewell show, where we will majorly climax. And that will be it. Our December show will be Love, Sex, Music, and Weed. At least I think that's the order we put those in. Love, Sex, Music, and Weed, December 2015 show, January 2016, Reverend Bookburn's 15th anniversary show, if you can believe it's been 15 fucking years, and in February 2016, Reverend Bookburn's farewell show. We will remain active and we will update you always, and we will post shows and articles and links and cartoons and all the stuff you love, and tons of music videos, of course, and information, commentary, and the like at the always updated reverendbookburn.com, which is actually an auto redirect to revbookburn.blogspot.com. And we will still feel like there is a connection with the world as we deal with multiple crises and all that kind of stuff. We are parting with a ton of music and other goodies, and our friend Agent 45 is doing the same. And in his eBay store, which we linked at reverendbookburn.com. It is a must-see. The combination between his stuff and our stuff, and it's always changing. Stuff is always going. New stuff is going up. Is at the store of Agent 45. A must-see. Do we have birthdays? We do. Happy birthday to the late Abby Hoffman this month. To the not late Ms. Terry from RadioLeft.com, a dear friend who gave a touching response, and I mean that very seriously, a very touching response, like many people did, to a closure announcement that I sent out by what's left of our email mailing list, announcing, you know, the final shows, etc. Happy birthday, Ms. Terry, and happy birthday to longtime friend and book burner, the gnome. There's some deaths to report. Raul Recal, who was in Santana, R.I.P., and R.I.P. Carol Doda, San Francisco adult entertainer, and R.I.P. Phil Taylor, who in the past was in the band Motorhead. He was also known as Phil the Animal. R.I.P. to Phil Taylor, alias Filthy Animal. Okay. Let's see. We're still waiting on the guests. I heard they're here, but I'll let them wait. All right, Roger Bone and Ben Farson are here. So we'll just cover the essential shit and then continue. There's a whole lot of news and a whole lot of things that I wanted to talk about and had planned to talk about. And after covering the Bush crime family subject, etc. And so between that and the guests, it's going to eat up a lot of time. Plus, we have three whole set lists, one of which you already heard. Yes, and we're kind of giggly, so this ought to be fun. But the big news is, of course, the Paris attacks. There isn't much one can say directly about that hasn't already been said. It was a horror. It's an outrage. It's insane. Thank you so much, Anonymous, for going after them. Anonymous doesn't do things for a political campaign, for political points, or to please large segments of bigots and assholes. He does things on principle and out of heart. A long time hacking activist collective. They don't hack the common person. They're not like these assholes that just rip people off or screw people up, you know, for the hell of it. They go after the right targets. They've gone after the Klan, including members who are cops and public officials. They've gone after so many targets, all of whom deserving of their wrath. And now they've declared war on ISIS. And ISIS are assholes. There's no two ways about it. They deserve anything they get. However, also on the list of assholes are the people who are using the deaths. And does this sound familiar or what? Just like the Benghazi hearings. Assholes have been exploiting the deaths for political gain and bigotry. So these people jumping up and down saying, well, we have to say no to the refugees and any kind of immigrants now because security. You know, these are white descendants of European illegal aliens who need to shut the fuck up and stop being assholes. These are people fleeing war zones, fleeing and getting away from ISIS. And it's bad enough they had to deal with assholes in Hungary and other places. Now, these governors, from Christie to that total bigoted, homophobic asshole in Indiana, Mike Pence, saying, no, can't come here. So that's one of the things. The other is them being used by the GOP presidential campaign clown car to say, see, it's all Obama's fault. These are the assholes who, in the wake of September 11th, was like, anybody who even thought about saying something about the president of the time, who was George W. Bush, who was a total asshole and who was a person guilty of ignoring repeated warnings about September 11th and Bin Laden's plans to strike, you couldn't say a word without these assholes jumping up and down. You can't say that, especially after what happened. Well, these are the assholes who are saying, it's all Obama's fault. It's Hillary's fault. It's liberals' fault. It's Bernie Sanders' fault. It's Eric Snowden's fault, even, and other whistleblowers. It's anybody I've been trying to attack for the last umpteen months or years. Total obvious bullshit, but when there are emotional reactions to a shocking event, people can buy bullshit. That's when people start buying stupid things like ribbons and flags and holy shit, and listening to assholes and electing people like Ronald Reagan, who was elected after the Iran hostage crisis, after two presidential campaigns in which he was even called by conservatives too much of a far right wing nut to ever be elected. People listened to that asshole, and he fucked up the nation for good. He didn't just reverse the 60s and 70s. He created the corporate state, the trickle-down economics state, which is a laughable name, and the rise of the theocratic holy fundamentalists. So he wasn't just funding and arming Al-Qaeda and Taliban future leaders in their jihad against the Soviet Union. He was stoking the fires of American Christian extremism and encouraging and supporting them and turning a blind eye to the terrorism at abortion clinics by the Army of God and other anti-abortion terrorist groups. People will listen to assholes like Reagan. People will listen to assholes like W. Bush and the current GOP presidential campaign clown car and assholes in Congress, even the total nut job, Tom Cotton, who pretty much succeeded in making himself a joke for several months with the stupid things that he says. Well, now he's propped up on CNN news outlet on television because we want to know what Tom Cotton thinks about this new crisis with terrorism. And of course it was political, and of course it was anti-refugee and totally racist and the usual bullshit. And it would be kind of like interviewing a total idiot and saying, what do you think of Einstein's theory of relativity? Interviewing these extremist nut jobs, who of course are not just increasing the nuttiness and the dumbing down of this culture, but also, of course, promoting dangerous ideas. They're dangerous and failed policies, like invading the wrong country for the sake of oil and Halliburton profits. Their reckless policies create the problems, and their big oil buddies in Saudi Arabia, Qatar, and Kuwait are funding the ISIS problem. But their solutions are, of course, let's even further screw our own nation, commit billions, possibly a trillion or more, to even more misguided action, and of course more deaths, more dangerous world, and more insanity. So definitely wanted to at least comment on that. Be careful whose words are spread around. Information needs to be spread around. Good articles need to be spread around from wiser heads. And that's why we linked so many articles at the updated ReverendBookburn.com, because so far all of the stimulation from the corporate media has been the way it is after every crisis, which is to manipulate the mindless sheep. And I want to apologize to actual sheep for saying that, but to manipulate them into supporting and or at least taking seriously the ultimate buffoons, the Donald Trumps, the Ben Carsons, the Tom Cottons, the Ted Cruzes, and all these other assholes who are nothing but dangerous assholes. Okay, the theme of tonight's show is Bush and other psychos, and now it seems even more relevant after the Paris attacks, because people say in my personal life, but Reverend, Bush is barely relevant. He slipped in the polls. He's not going to get back up. He's running the most pathetic fucking joke of a campaign ever, and he's not going to be able to get it up. Well, more on that maybe later. But he's relevant because his dumbass brother, George W. Bush, got enough support so that it was feasible enough to steal an election with Jeb's help. And he got close enough again to steal the 2004 election. Thank you, Ohio, and others, and Jeb. So there was always a possibility that somebody else from the Bush crime family can be taken seriously and, even worse, become supported. Why are they called the Bush crime family? Oh, let's see. We'll only go back a couple of generations. Let's go back to the grandfather of Jeb and George W. and Neil Bush to Prescott Bush, who got out of trouble but did become exposed to being one of the big, big businessmen of the early 1900s, you know, the men who built America and all that bullshit. The workers built America and the slaves built America, but that's a whole other show. But the men who built America, the big industrialists, the big financiers, the Prescott book. We shouldn't do all this before the show, but we'll have that discussion later, some other time. Prescott Bush financed the Third Reich, the rise of Hitler. And the rationale behind it was a familiar one, in which he sounded like a Tea Party Republican, because Hitler was putting his foot down regarding the bad races, regarding the homosexuals, regarding unions, and best of all, and he was fighting communism. So, with his strong anti-communism rhetoric, and his morals and family value rhetoric, and his Christian supremacy rhetoric, and he was a Catholic, he was strongly Christian. Some lying assholes like to say, oh no, he was an atheist. No, Christian, it's, that's a whole other show that we'll now never do, but we could present a whole book on his quotes of why people who are not Christians are evil and bad. But anyway, so for these kinds of reasons, wealthy American industrialists thought it's a great idea to oppose communism by supporting Hitler, and not just supporting him like, yeah, we support you, but financing his rise and remaining in power. Prescott Bush also got wealthier by being a Third Reich involved industrialist man who built America and Germany. So that kind of makes him one of the biggest assholes in human history. And he gave birth to his son, George H.W. Bush. So he didn't want to stray far from the family tree. So he became the CIA director, vice president under Reagan. And to make sure he got enough blood in his hands and probably in his mouth, decided to become one of the biggest terrorists in the history of the world by supporting Contra wars, in which pretty much all of the victims were civilians. The Contra war in Central America, particularly Nicaragua, but also El Salvador, Guatemala, and elsewhere. Angola, supporting the fascists in Angola, also against a democratically elected system, in which the highest use of landmines ever were used, primarily against civilians, of course, and was responsible for the deaths of more civilians than can be counted, at the very least hundreds of thousands, possibly more than that. George H.W. Bush, scum like his father. And then there were the three sons of his. Neil Bush, of the savings and loan scam, in which the tax-paying Americans had to bail out, as usual, for this, not even a screw-up, not even a financial collapse, like the one George W. caused as president, not even a recession or something developing that requires a bailout by the public, not requires a bailout by the public, but ends up becoming a bailout of the public. That's when bailouts are okay, when it benefits the rich. But this was a criminal act that was bailed out by the public to the tune of billions. That's why they hide him. That's why you don't see Neil Bush on TV. And, of course, George W. Bush, a corporate stooge, supporter of theocratic Christian extremists, decided, who cares where Bin Laden is? Let's go into Iraq because the people are responding to September 11th, will believe any bullshit we say to them, and will be behind us no matter what we do, because they're actually falling for that United We Stand bullshit. So we'll invade Iraq and go for the oil and go for war profiteering. And I'm sure Dickless Cheney, my buddy and vice president from Halliburton, would just love tens of billions of dollars worth of no-bid contracts. So George W. joined the ranks of his brother Neil and his father George H.W. and his grandfather Prescott Bush in perpetrating crimes against humanity for profit. And that leaves Jeb with the sick, twisted history that is the Bush family. It is a sign of how sick this fucking culture is, that his name could even appear on a ballot, that even 10 people would listen to him and give him support and say they would vote for him. If he was down even further, if he was down to 10%, we would consider that shocking and a piss poor reflection of this culture. But even though he's a dropping like a fly kind of candidate who's doing worse and worse with time, he is an appalling character with an appalling history, and he's not a moderate. Just because there are so many candidates on the Republican ticket that are batshit crazy and speak in a more openly sick manner, Bush has admitted that he's after Social Security, that he's after Medicare and Medicaid, that he's after health care, that he's anti-choice, and the whole agenda of the right-wing Republicans. So he just has a nicer speaking manner. You know, Trump and Carson and Cruz are just the obvious nuts, and Christie and Huckabee, although the latter two are gone. How sad. You guys have to talk into a microphone if you're going to be funny over there. It is a goal still to have Pastor Whoremaster and John Necraptis speak into a microphone either before or during the farewell show in a couple of months in February. Oh, Roger Bone is here. Okay. He was a dirty trickster for Richard Nixon as a youth. That's a great start. Has since worked for Ronald Reagan, George H.W. Bush, Bob Dole, George W. Bush, and Jeb Bush, and Donald Trump, and miscellaneous other charming people, and author of books known as a Republican operative, whatever the fuck that means. I can't even read your handwriting. I mean, the husband of the notorious Christian supremacist, family values, right wing, also swinging, Natasha Stone. Here is Roger Bone.
Hi. Thank you for coming here. I just want to say that I was not just somebody who worked for Richard Nixon, but I also wrote a book about him, and I also was a personal confidant in his final days and in his post-presidency. I was a confidant, and I was also considered to be a friend of his.
Well, that's something to brag about. So you've written books about Nixon. You wrote a book nobody believes about the Kennedy assassination, in which it is all attributed to LBJ, and although I have to admit, it's funny just that somebody had the balls to even write that, because that's so tabloidish. But it's you wrote that book, and you wrote the latest smear book on the Clintons, and what do you say to the credibility problem? Because now people are just acknowledging you in this age of the internet and information and potential political enlightenment, despite all the propagandistic bullshit from Fox News, news in quotes, and other corporate media outlets. How do you respond to the to the responses you get, in which people say that you're a bullshit artist, that obviously everything you say is false, etc.?
Well, Reverend Bookburn, you have to understand that I have very expensive tastes. I get $20,000 a month to be a political consultant. And what people don't understand is that a life of bullshit can be fun. It's fun to say these things. It's fun for people to believe them. It's fun to sign books at Barnes & Noble, who promote my book as heavily as they do Bill O'Reilly's books and, you know, and other, you know, right-wing kinds of books.
Okay. And so you're not really arguing with the people who have challenged the credibility of your books.
Oh, no. All of my books are bullshit. But it's fun. They make a lot of money. They'll sell to the not only the Fox crowd, but just the casual book purchaser, the person perusing in Barnes & Noble, etc. And when times are slow for the consulting jobs, then I can live on the book royalties and continue buying nice new suits and having my tailor work on them and all the kinds of things that I love to do.
Okay. Well, what do you like to do? I mean, you have helped the biggest conservative presidents of the last 50 years craft language that pleased religious extremists, like anti-sex, anti-women, anti-abortion, anti-birth control, anti-adult entertainment, anti-any lifestyle that wasn't a abstinent, celibate, Christian marriage, blah, blah, blah. And and you've been written of as a guy who likes sexual partying and living on the wild side. Is that true?
Yes, it's well documented that Natasha Bone and myself have had ads for over 20 years in swingers magazines and have met with swinging couples and swinging groups of people, and we are fine with that, because when you get into the swing scene, you meet a lot of people who actually identify as Republicans and moral purists and family values types, and they live normal lives outside of the swing clubs, and so we feel right at home, and we're perfectly comfortable with being who we are when we get into the swinging scene and put our ads on the internet and in swingers magazines.
Well, do you feel any contradiction between being this family values Christian supremacist crusader and sex negative and then being the real Roger Bone, which is
somebody who takes out ads with his wife and goes to swing parties and orgies and the like. No, I don't feel hypocritical at all, because writing speeches for people, being campaign strategist, and writing rhetoric is a job for me, just like if I was a business manager of any kind of company. And so I do my day job, and then what I do at night, quite frankly, is none of your business or anybody else's business.
Well, actually, I would agree. You know, I don't care what people do if all parties are adults and consenting, know what the deal is, are not in a coma, etc. You know, all the obvious stuff. And then I would totally agree. However, we have had fun with this show for the last 15 years exposing the moral hypocrisy of people who are moral crusaders, sex negatives, campaigners who advocate policies that result in repressive laws that fuck over other people, and not in a fun way, and then have their scandals, their cheating scandals, their affairs. There's, you know, only been a million or two scandals of moral crusaders that came out, especially when the Flint report was issued by Larry Flint during the Bill Clinton witch hunt of the late 90s.
Yeah, but I don't care about the people who are in public office, because they are the ones saying that they want certain policies and they want certain laws. I'm just a consultant and an operative and a strategist. So I can write anything I want, just like if I worked in advertising. And then later, Natasha and I can go back to our world of swinging.
Well, I have to thank you for being on the show and for having the balls to at least come clean, if you will, about the contradictions between crafting Christian supremacy and family values language for conservative candidates and then living this like high-flying, very sexual kind of lifestyle in your private life. But that's your business, of course, but it is a contradiction to be a part of the repression efforts and then living such a life. But I thank you for having the balls for highlighting such a contradiction, as well as admitting that all of your books are bullshit.
Oh, you give me way too much credit. My balls have less air than the New England Patriots footballs. But thank you for having me on your show, Reverend Bookman.
All right, thank you, Roger Bone. Roger Bone, thank you for at least coming on the show to discuss things and answer questions for us and to talk with us. And I think he's the first person to wear a suit in here, but that's okay. He can wear what he wants. But Roger Bone, live guest on the show, one of the last ones. I'm just sad he didn't bring his wife Natasha, but that's a whole other story. And later on we're going to have Ben Farson. Let's get into the second track of, I mean, the second set of music for tonight's show, the second of three. What we ordinarily did in the month of November, even when we were doing two, three, or four shows in a month, was at some point in November we would do a Happy Spanksgiving show. We're not doing that because we selected the themes. We wanted to be the final themes, and we wanted to do the Bush and Other Psychos theme before ending the show altogether. But we did want to play a song by the Asylum Street Spankers, which we would normally do on our Happy Spanksgiving show, which became a tradition every November. But we're not going to play one of the Asylum Street Spankers songs that is relevant to spanking or kink or one of their hot sex related songs. Almost every song on this CD, Spanker Madness, is about weed. It's a great CD. And ordinarily, this isn't my kind of music, but I love this band, and they are so fucking funny and so great live. I wish they were still together. From Spanker Madness, this is the Asylum Street Spankers doing Winning the War on Drugs.
My lazy boy just watching my TV. There's something that the newsman can't explain to me. Maybe I'm just paranoid as I set my reefer down. If there's a war on drugs going on, how come they're all around? But we're winning the war on drugs. We're winning the war on drugs. Praise the Lord and pass the bomb. We're winning the war on drugs. You can grow them in your backyard or score them off the thugs. Put your hands against the car. We're winning the war on drugs. Tony scored 10 kilos from a pair of shiny black shoes, with an eagle in his haircut and an earphone on his tongue. After he got busted, he couldn't make no bail, 'cause we're making money off the stash and money off the jail. But we're winning the war on drugs. We're winning the war on drugs. Grace Lord and pass them all. We're winning the war on drugs. You can throw them in your basement or score them off the thugs. Put your hands against the car. About Bill Hicks and the laughter he creates, about burning all your records 'cause the artists were all baked. On this earth there's flowers, fungus, herbs, and weeds to take. If those things are legal, then God made a mistake. But we're winning the war on drugs. We're winning the war on drugs. Praise the Lord. We're winning the war on drugs. You can throw them in your closet or store them off the thugs. Put your hands against the car. We're winning the war on drugs. Yeah, we're winning the war on drugs. We're winning the war on drugs. Praise the Lord and pass them all. We're winning the war on drugs. You can throw them in your backyard or store them off the thugs. Put your hands against the car. We're winning the war on drugs.
demons then, with guitars on, plugged into amplifiers. And as their sound rose from the ground, it stoked with flames up higher. Then unto me, old Virge Dunn spoke.
Beelzebub's there, king, and if you can, above the din, you just might hear him sing.
Beelzebub's us preaching the word! Yes, go forth and multiply the word, my friends. I'm talking to all you fornicators, masturbators, and regurgitators. Oh, yeah, I'm a masturbator hater. I'm a fornicator hater. I am the Right Reverend Beelzebub, and I speak the truth, the word of the big guy. Get a amen! Chock full of Jesus! That's right, my hillbilly flock has become heathens, and some of my people are eating the forbidden swine. Oh, but it doesn't stop there. It doesn't stop with pork ribs. Oh, no, pulled pork sandwiches. Or pickle and pimento loaf, my friend. It doesn't start with eating the pork. Some of you motherfuckers out there are laying down with the swine. Putting your peckers in pigs, my friends. Lord, can you help us? Lord God, can you save my people who are fucking pigs right now? Not only are some of y'all laying down with swine, but some of y'all are looking at your kinfolks. I know you live way back up in the hills. I know you take that methamphetamine to get y'all confused up in your brain. That's Satan working inside your brain. You live way up in the hills, and you take the methamphetamine, and you get your brain all confused. And the next thing you know, you're looking at your sister, you're looking at your mama, you're looking at your aunt. And you wanna fornicate, you wanna masturbate, you wanna create incest with family members. Oh yeah, your cousin is so good looking. She makes your dick harder than Chinese arithmetic, turns it into a blue-veined, helmeted warrior. Man, that's not God talking, that is Satan. Satan is in your rock-hard blue-veined dick. Lordy, lordy, lordy. You know, some of y'all eat the pork sandwich. Some of y'all pork the pig. Some of y'all look at your sister. That's right, and you want to make the beast with two backs with your own kinfolk. Doing the devil's work of incest, my friends. But it don't stop there. Oh, no, it don't stop with sister humping. Some of you men folk out there want to bone your brothers. That's right, you want to ride the rump. You can't wait to get to hell. You can't wait to get to HIV. Don't you remember what the good book said, my friend? It wasn't Adam and Steve. It was Adam and Eve.
Ah. I don't know if you can see this little button I'm wearing. It says Impeach Nixon. It's, Agnew 2, if we can do it, either way. So. The media has been saying for some time that the movement is dead, that there's no more anti-war marches, and therefore the movement's dead. I think if ever there was an issue to revive some stagnant minds, I think Nixon is providing it. And the media for a long time has been engaged in a kind of a thought control and trying to keep people quiet. And until Nixon started to get so strong, they got frightened enough to want to get rid of the man. He's, after all, a man is judged by the company he keeps. Especially when he appoints his company as the attorney general, his best friend, John Mitchell, his attorney general, his law partner, his campaign manager. Caught now publicly admitting that he was discussing breaking the law. Quite obvious to all that he did in fact break the law. In any other country, the guy would have resigned out of a sense of honor or commitment or character. But America being what it is, Nixon being what he is. He's going to try to stay president of the corporation for as long as he can. It doesn't really matter that he personally ordered a break-in into the office of a psychiatrist. It doesn't really matter that, turns out, he does that mansion, the so-called Western White House, was paid for by a business pal. Nixon didn't put one penny on for that house that he lives in. Never has a man so low ever been in public life here in America. So instead of standing around saying, gee, do you think he might be impeached? Instead of saying that, say, fuck him, impeach him, get rid of him. One way or another. He can be impeached if you will it, if you decide to make it your will. Write it on the wall, spread it around, get it around Detroit. Let the boys know something's up. Here's to the state of Richard Nixon. For underneath his border, the devil draws no line. If you drag his muddy rivers, nameless bodies you will find. And the fat trees of the forest have hit 1,000 crimes. And the calendar is lying when it reads the present time. Oh, here's to the land we've torn out the heart of. Richard Nixon, find yourself another country to be part of. And here's to the schools of Richard Nixon, where they're teaching all the children that they don't have to care. All the rudiments of hatred are present everywhere. And every single classroom is a factory of despair. Oh, there's nobody learning such a foreign word as fair. Oh, here's to the land you've torn out the heart of. Richard Nixon,